Even though the S&P downgrade was widely anticipated, it's still a blow, especially in France, which is the second largest economy in Europe. For French President Sarkozy, the country's AAA credit rating was a source of pride. With the presidential election just 3 months away, yesterday's downgrade will have far-reaching political implications. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, French officials tried to downplay the news.
Though rumors swirled all day that France was headed for the downgrade, Finance Minister François Baroin officially announced it on the nightly news. He tried to soften the blow. The United States, the world's largest economy, was downgraded over the summer, Baroin said. You have to be relative. You have to keep your cool. It's not necessary to frighten the French people about it. Out on the streets of Paris, people seem to take the news in stride. Ratings agencies are often viewed with skepticism here because of their complete failure to foresee the 2009 global financial crisis. Vincent Vigouroux says France will survive.
It's just a rating, and I'm not so worried about the France situation. It's not very perfect, but other countries are maybe worse. I think Standard & Poor's and Moody's, Fitch have not any credibility in all the judgments they made in the past.
Even though the downgrade was only one notch to AA+, it is a blow in many respects. France was a Eurozone leader coupled with Germany. Now borrowing rates between the two countries are separated by several percentage points. Many pundits commented that France had now left the Northern European club of good students to join the shirkers at the south of the class. The opposition socialists are already calling the downgrade a failure of Sarkozy's policies. The president will most certainly blame it on the socialists' objections to his reforms. Ironically, until a couple months ago, most French people didn't even know what a AAA rating was. But Sarkozy turned it into a badge of honor. He bragged about the notation in speeches and interviews like this one.
Mais le triple A, nous l'avons. Sur 27 pays européens.
The AAA, we've got it. Of Europe's 27 countries, only 5 have it, and France is one of them.
In the last 2 months, Sarkozy's government has been preparing for the downgrade by playing down the importance of the AAA. In a recent interview, the president said it wouldn't be good news if France lost it, but it wouldn't be cataclysmic either. Claude Veille is editor of left-leaning magazine Le Nouvel Observateur. He says Sarkozy is trying to turn France's loss of its AAA to his advantage.
From the moment it became very clear that we are going to lose this AAA, Sarkozy changed his argument. He said, the situation is so hard, so complicated, that you must trust me. I'm the only one who can run the country in this tempest.
This tempest has already swept away governments in Spain, Greece, and Italy, but Veille says in France the opposition is weak and has proposed no alternative solutions to solving the debt crisis.
As you know, French people are fed up with Sarkozy. In normal situation, he would be beaten, certainly.
Veille says that's the French paradox, that Sarkozy may be one of the only European leaders saved by losing the AAA. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.